We so love you. I'm hoping that we came. We came because we want to be with the saints. We came because we know that if two or three are gathered together, you are in the midst of us. So we came here to meet with you, Lord. Let us know that, children of God, that if two or three of us are together, he's in the midst of us. And so I thank you, Lord, for being here. And I thank you for what you're going to do today. This is the beginning of a new year, and this is the first Sunday of that new year. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for those that came out. I thank you, Father, for those that say, well, we'll see. You know, we just want to be gone before, and I understand that about the ice. And it's going to get worse. Years are going to get worse. They're not going to get better. And so I just want to thank you, Father, that you help us right now to make our decision on what we want to do and how much of it we want to do. Oh, somebody got that. But I just want to thank you for it in Jesus' name, Father, that you just move today by your spirit. Hallelujah, Lord. Tell us, Lord, what you want us to know. I ask it in Jesus' name, Father. Anoint this servant, and I give you the praise and the glory for it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just raise your hands one more time and say, Lord, I love you. Yes, come on. Come on. Tell him how much you love him. Yeah, I love you, Jesus. Yeah, I love you. Hallelujah. Because you first loved me. Woo. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you. I thank the Lord. And you all pray for me because, you know, water. So I've been counting now, you know, cups, three cups of my brain, you know, that I'm on. Anything, you got to know that life is. It's natural, it's spiritual. I want to. Hello. Lord, now I didn't get up here to say that. And for if it's something you're supposed to do to help it, you're gonna have to do that. Else, I just, you know, children of God, God loves you. He loves you so much. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And so I just been, you know, sister, I just put me a cup and buy me something too. I'm just kidding, Derek. Now, don't you do that. I kind of said, one cup. Okay, Lord, now this is two cups. Now this is three cups. But do you know, hello? Well, that's a natural thing, you think. But you have to. If God tell you that you got to have a, you ain't going to be able to think. You know, if he's trying to tell you something, you missed it because you first. He didn't he? And so he took time to make us, and David said we were fearful and wondered maybe 2,000 years ago, and they did do right. But now we are living in a different, and I said, Lord, I don't know what it is about drinking out of these plastic bottles. This thing you can drink out is glass. I said, because I don't know nothing about that either. And God be putting this stuff in me, so I don't know how God started. I did not mean to start that way. Holy, it really is. And you find that you think better. I know I'm telling the truth. I'm sitting up worried about things and, you know, thinking about, you know, what I think about. Else, you may be down there praying a couple hours, but, hey, you better get you some thinking better now. But sometimes words miss my mind. And I said, Lord, that ain't wrote down. That my diseases. And I said, so if I got anything, I'm expecting you to heal me. And I'm expecting you to do something about prayer, about winning some battles this year. God is going to tell us this year. He's going to help us this year. Like I heard Al said, he said, Lord, and I was telling this lady that, I said, my life, I don't know everybody, but my life has three chapters. After I'll be out of here. All right. Of 1 Samuel in the 17th verse. Listen. And by his mighty power, God is doing shape up. I mean, all churches. I see things, and I ain't going to say nothing about that, but I'm saying, Lord, I know what happened when you walked out. The people come into the church, they need help, but they go out the same way they come in, many times. But when the word is preached, hallelujah, with the anointing, where you have studied the word and asked God to give you something for the people, like Al do, like we do, we study. I know he studied, we know that we trying to, you know, people. Praise the Lord. I want you to go to now. I'm going to show you something. How to fight. 1 Samuel. This is what I said. 1 Samuel 30, 17. All right. But hey, you know that. First, I got 1 Samuel. Thank you, Lord. I'm 30. All right. So David was in a battle this time. When they came to Ziklag, you know, when everybody, his mother and everybody, they stayed at Ziklag. And so God in his mercy of kindness and love. Usually when now David had been going out fighting these people. He was killing up the enemy. But he told Achish he was fighting Judah, but he was not. Okay, so anyway, in this chapter, David, the Philistines did not want, they didn't want him to be with, you know, the Philistines with somebody else. They was fighting. They said, we don't want him here. He might turn against us and, you know, I've been kind to you. I ain't never turned, but blood thicker than water. And that man, some of the people knew that. And I don't know, but it was the grace of God that God sent him back, because I don't think he wanted to go fight his brother. So it came to pass that when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, they went back home. And when came to and the Amalekites had invaded. Now, can't imagine. I try to imagine David's life. He comes home. It was the grace of God that he did not permit David to fight against his own people. And I knew the Israelite, you know, fighting the Israelite. It was fighting Saul. Okay, so then when he comes back with his men, here's this place he stayed burnt down to the ground. But look at God. Hallelujah. All the rest of these battles they fought, when they would kill up everybody. David did it. He killed up everybody. Men, women, everybody. But these people didn't kill nobody. They took, hallelujah. Okay, Father. Hallelujah. You know what the devil took to you is going to be intact when you get there. Hallelujah. Because God ain't let him destroy nothing. Pray, you think it's all, No, I used to. But you know, you're going to be just fine. Help me, Lord. And so when they got to Ziklag, praise the Lord, everything was gone. Boy, them people were so mad with David. They picked up stones to stone him. I guess it was other people that kind of helped, you know, helped out a little bit. He said, oh, God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? The people angry. And they cried about, they could not cry. Oh, what a cry. What a bitter cry. What a bitter cry. And I know that we've been praying and asking God, praise, even if you've been saved any time, you know, you've been saying, Lord, I want to go on. You know, where is this that I used to? I guess I'm used to people in here. Any used to? Let me see people used to in here. Come on, used to. Let me see the Eustace. I used to. But I'm going to tell you, God has kept your used to. God has kept it safe. He has not let the devil do nothing. He might have took it, but it's all waiting on you to go get it. Okay, so the sixth verse say, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. Number seven, and David said to Abiathar the priest, and Ahimelech's son, bring here the ephod. And Abiathar brought there the ephod to David, which was something that had, it was a holy something when they got ready to go. Now I heard something about this. They said this blessed plate that was on the judges, priest, it had different gems on it. Isn't this awesome? And when this priest would pray and ask God something, whatever God answered, says Judah, it would light up. They lived in miracles all the time. It would light up. That particular gem would light up. And I thought, good Lord. They walked in miracles all the time. You walk in miracles. You get up every morning. You get up every morning. He said, and David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this truth? Listen it now. Shall I overtake them? He said, should I go and get them? Shall I overtake them? For thou shalt surely overtake. So he said, shall I overtake them? And God answered and said, pursue. For thou shalt surely overtake them without and recover all. And the Lord is saying to us this morning, pursue. Go after what you want from God. You got to pursue it. The Bible says, hallelujah, that the violent take it by force. You sitting here waiting, well, where'd God go? No. This is the time to pursue. Well, how am I going to pursue? He's going to show you. He said, and thou shalt surely overtake him. Now, he done told us this morning, we're going to surely get this back. I'm so happy. That's why I'm so happy. Without fail, you're going to recover all. I have been telling elders, I said, you know, I used to. I said, Lord, I'm tired of this now. And so when I turned the pastor, oh, yes, I found a key. And it ain't an easy key. But if you want back what God has done, then you got to do something. And now this is what he said, pursue, overtake them, and you're going to recover all. Three things. All right. Let's keep that now. So David went, he and his 600 men that were with him, came to the brook Bezar, where there they were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and the 400 men, so 200 men stayed. I don't care what you got in the church, everybody is not going to pursue. Hallelujah. I said, everybody ain't going to be pursued. So you're going to have to get your mind made up that when you get what you got back, you're going to have to still be loving and kind to those who didn't. So when Pastor called, hallelujah, a prayer meeting, they didn't come. But the Lord fell, now they want to call you. Girl, what they do? What he do now? What, you know, it take up your time and you got to go and cook for your kids or something. And they want to take your time, let you sit down. Why weren't you there? But you're going to have to learn how to be kind. I can't tell you how to do that now. You're going to learn it yourself. So David went, he and his 600 men, he left 200 there. Number 11, they found an Egyptian, like the Lord do things, whoopee, in the field, brought him to David, gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water. And then the man told him that he had got sick 3 days ago. I'm just so, you see me hurrying. Oh, I'm just so thrilled. And David said to him, to whom belong you? He said, I'm a young man of Egypt, a servant to an Amalekite, and my master left me because 3 days ago I fell sick. He made an invasion upon the south of the Sheratites and upon the coast which belonged to Judah and upon the south of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. Think about it now. David got this dude down here. But when he said we burned Ziklag with fire, righteous indignation rolled up in him. He ready to, hey, but you can't kill him, David. Let him alone now. Because he got your secret. You don't know what these people are. But he do. Let him alone. Hallelujah. Y'all going to have to use imagination. And he said, David said to him, can you bring me down to this company? Number 15. He said, swear unto me by God that you won't kill me or deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring you down to this company. And listen now. Listen closely now. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad. They was all upon the earth. Boy, they was having a feast, eating and drinking and dancing, and because of the great spoil they had taken out of the land of the Philistine and out of the land of Judah. Satan, you may be dancing now. You may be praising now, but God getting ready to get a hold of you here. Because he getting ready to, hallelujah, break through. We're getting ready to get back what this devil took from us. But listen, here's instruction. Listen closely. So David smote them. Now, there are times when God say don't do nothing. You got to know the time. If God tell you, if you ask God, what should I do? He tell you what to do. Then that means something you got to do. Keep that now. And so David smote them, and this got me, from the twilight, even until the evening of the next day. Can you imagine? He fought. Next time I call a permit, you better be out here and go to fight. Because we're coming out here to fight. We're coming out here, we're laying our people on the altar, and we're going to fight for them. You cannot win unless you fight. God showed it to me. I heard a lady say she was overseas. And said, these people are so much different from us. She said they pray all night. They fast 3 days. She said they just different. And they just cleaning up. The devil roaring and ripping, but they're getting people saved. And I said, Lord, we used to do that. We used to do that. We'd have 3 days. We'd come into our houses and pray and seek God. Take turns. I'll be there at 5 o'clock. It's not heard of now. Going to the churches, that little church over there, we spent time over there. And there were other people who spent time. They would stay over there 3 days, you know, seeking God for things. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. But see, this generation is another generation. But you're going to be that other generation. They're going to say, y'all crazy over here. Because Revival Center getting ready to get crazy. Because the violent take it by force. If you want something from God and he telling you that you're going to get it, then the devil heard it too. The devil heard it too. What did thank you, Lord, Daniel do? He asked God just the question, Lord, what's going to happen to my people? Then he knew in his heart, he knew about David and them. He knew he had to pursue. I can get the answer if I go after it. I'm going to lay down. And the first, I noticed that every time these people wanted something, they laid the plate down. I noticed that when I read. Every time they wanted something, they laid the plate down. And they will seek God through fasting and prayer. It's something about you not eating off the tree that pleases God. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So when David went, amen, and pursued and fought, smote them from the twilight. I said, what? Even to the next day. That for us would be prayer. And there escaped not a man. There's not going to be a devil that's going to escape us. Save the 400 young men which was on the camel, they got away. But he fought and regained. And David recovered. Oh, Jesus. And David recovered all that the Amalekites or the devil had carried away. And David rescued his two wives. Because they had not killed him. Oh, that's so fantastic. And there was nothing lacking to them. Neither small nor great. Neither sons nor daughters. Neither spoil nor anything. Oh, I can't hardly help me, Jesus. Or anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. I'm ready to get back what the devil took from me. I don't know about it. I said, Lord, I ain't think about it. No, you showed me this. You done showed this to me now. Hey, AJ got to do with this. I said, if I have to eat a biscuit, I got to get back what the devil has taken. And you got to get back what the devil. And you can't sit here and say, well, God going to do it. God ain't going to do nothing. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on us, children of God. I love what you said, Jackie. I'm going to practice. I want to practice. And to play, you got to practice. You got to practice. You just got to fall in love with that thing. And every time you see you banging on every chance you get, that's the way you do it. You got to just eat this thing. All the wicked men, let me see them. And David came to the 200 men that were there, and you know, they blessed them with the 200 men they got. Okay. I got another one I want to ask you. So, okay. All right, let's turn to 2 Chronicles. I don't want to go too fast and leave you hanging on something. 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. Okay, now here's another sense of battle. I'm going to show you this. Now, Jehoshaphat, y'all know the story. Jehoshaphat get ready to fight these people. You know, something about Israel, people always picking on Israel. Have you noticed that? I mean, what did Israel do to people picking on them all the time? You know, read the news. I mean, it's a little bitty country. Goodness gracious. But Israel's wars are so fantastic because God still fight their wars. The Seventh Day War, God fought it and won. Come on. And people say, now we the Jews. No, I'm a Jew inwardly. But God has got a people. I don't care what nobody say. God has got a people he has not forgotten. And if he forgot them, he might forget us. You better be careful because he kept a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So if he don't keep the covenant with them, how I know he going to keep it with me? Come on. Shoot. No, that is a Jew, a true Jew. But now you're not a Jew inwardly unless you serve Jesus Christ. Because we all got to go in the same door. I got no problems with it. I don't care if it's big people, big ministers. I said, Lord, when it comes to this, they done stepped on the wrong toe. Because I'm not giving in and going back talking about some whatever they call it. They call what the word they call when they. They done switched over and say, we are Jewish. Now, we are the Israel of God. You ain't the Israel of God. You may be a Jew inwardly, but you know God has a people. Now, and he still, what you did talking, who invented this in the day? A Jew. Who do this in the, a Jew? You notice that? Mr. Zuckerberg and Mr. This and Mr. That. I don't know all these Jewish names, but I know the main things. Even the Adam Bomb, Einstein was a Jew. I love it. I got no problems with it because I know I'm a Jew inwardly. I know God has saved my soul. This is wonderful. And the way he do these people, I'm thrilled. All right, so now here's another thing. Okay, now Jehoshaphat is in number three. He feared, set himself to seek the Lord. What did he do? Number three. He proclaimed the fast throughout all Judah. Judah gathered themselves together to help of the Lord, even out of the cities of Judah. They came to seek the Lord. You know, if any man of God would get up in this nation and say, let us fast Wednesday, all the churches in America, I believe God would change America. I do. I believe the people started thinking right things would start falling in place if somebody would have the heart to get up and say, let us fast Wednesdays for America. Now they say, pray. Let's pray for America. But we got to do something else because they still acting crazy. Too many of them acting crazy. Okay. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah, number five, at Jerusalem. In the house of the Lord, he said, Lord, oh God, our Father, art not thou God in heaven and ruleth not over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there but power and might, so that none is able to withstand you, Lord. Art not thou our God, who did drive out the inheritance of the inhabitants of the land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they dwell therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if would evil come upon us as the sword, judgment, pestilence, famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence. I know that you're God, and I know you keep your word. Right now, beloved, let that sink in your heart. God is who he said he is. And God will keep his word. I don't understand why certain things happen, but I'm not going to sit up here and let that take up my time. Things I don't understand, I don't understand. I put that up. Okay. And unto thee in their afflictions, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, y'all, you have to read that, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us. I mean, look at what they're doing. Now they want to, you know, take us out. To come to cast us out of our possession, this is ours, which thou hast given to us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them, for we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon you. And all Judah stood before the Lord. I'll say all Judah, with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeriel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And as we fast and pray and seek the Lord for this church and for this town and for the children of this town, it will come upon somebody, upon Jackie, upon somebody in this church. The word of God is going to come. People who have never spoke are going to speak. They're going to prophesy. Because the Bible says our sons and daughters will prophesy. So when your mind get to where you want to do something for God and you really, you know, want to see people saved and want to see, you know, hallelujah, people you're praying for and this and that, and want to see your kid, you know, and see other people's children. The Son of God, hallelujah, is going to put upon you and in your mouth to prophesy. Because we're going to start to pray. I'm going to look at this Bible and I'm just going to, what they did, I'm going to do it. Amen. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up. Number 16. First he said, hearken ye, all Judah. This is what the prophecy said, of God said. And you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours. Now listen at this. The battle is not yours in this case. Keep it now. But the Lord's. Tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziph. And ye shall find them at the end of the brook. Ye shall not need to fight. Listen. You shall not need to fight in this one. Isn't that wonderful? I'm gonna do it. The Lord told me, you don't need to fight this one. Jackie called it. I'm going to do this. Now, if I go and try to do what they did in the first time, I'm going to lose. And that's what God showed me, Jackie, and gave me peace with that. He said, you don't need to fight this now. I'm going to do it. Yeah, Lord, but he said, you don't need to fight this. I don't care what did you say the devil got. I'm going to do this. So when he gave me these scriptures, I said, thank you, Jesus. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. You ain't got to fight this. Because I found me a belt plan. I'm going to do, which I'm not capable of doing that now. I'm too, whatever. You know, I wouldn't have did it no way, but I thought about it. I'm going to do this. He said, you don't need to fight. I'm going to do it. And he does a good job. Let me tell you how good he is. Let me tell you what you're getting ready to get, boy and girls, saints, all of you wonderful people that came out today. Don't be afraid nor dismayed by all this done come upon you. He said, for the battle is not yours, but it's mine, of the Lord's. He told him what to do. You shall not need to fight. And he said him again, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. And God has told me that more than one time. And I looked at him and said, okay. He told me first, say, I'm gonna do this. Okay, then he said, I done told you now, you don't need to fight, I'm gonna do this. This is wonderful. Ye shall not need to fight. He said, set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Oh, Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Joshua, he bowed his head and his face to the ground. All Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping. And the Levites and the children of the Kohites and the children of the Kohathites stood to praise the Lord. They rose early in the morning. They went into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Jerusalem, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. He said, believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Let's sing that. Y'all remember God gave us a song? I praise the beauty of holiness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, for his mercy it endureth. For his mercy endureth forever. One more time. I praise the beauty of holiness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For his mercy it endureth. For his mercy endureth forever. I wouldn't be surprised if God ain't moving right now. We are praising the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the children of Ammon, Moab, stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir. They started fighting each other. I said, they started fighting each other. See, because the devil don't understand that. He don't understand when we started singing and praising God. He don't understand it. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, behold, there were dead bodies everywhere. The angels, they don't kill up. They don't kill up each other. Hallelujah. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil, listen to this. They found among them in abundance both riches, dead bodies, precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were there 3 days gathering up the loot. Woo! Yes, Lord. Y'all didn't get that. They had so much. God bless them so, like he get ready to bless you. You got it, girl. You gonna get your stuff. You gonna get your stuff. Y'all gonna, oh, everybody, oh, okay. Listen, they had so much stuff, it took them 3 days to gather it up. Now they had to go through some dead bodies. Now, you gonna have to go through some dead bodies. Don't worry about that. Just step on over. These dead things is gonna come up. Just step right on over and go. I'm going over here and get this watch over here. I'm gonna get this bracelet over here. Up, oh, there's a gold ring. Oh, missed that. Hallelujah! God is gonna bless His people if they do it like He say. Now you may not want, give it away. I told Lord, I want so much. I want to give. I just give it away. You know me. I'll just give it away. But I want it because it's you. You own this world. It's all yours. Praise. You know, in my heart, there's nothing I want, like you were saying, you know, houses, land. No, but I want to be able to give to others. And so He said, praise God. Woo! He said, dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, off the corpses now. Because there wasn't no live people there. Number 26. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Baraka, of Aracha, they call it. But there they blessed the Lord. There's a God is going, oh, can't you see? When we get this thing, when God is in moving, if you receive this today, God is getting ready to take you to get your stuff. And then He's going to put you in a place of praise. Because when you get your stuff, you're going to be so happy. You know, your burden's going to be lifted a little bit. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, when you get the call, you're going to come to church and you ain't going to be having your head down no more. You're going to say, God has moved for me. Praise the Lord. If people would understand, this is God's day. This ain't the devil. Devil ain't got it. God is ruling over this thing, and especially over His people. And then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Numbers 27, in the forefront of them, and to go to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And God going to help us to rejoice over our enemies. Will you stand? Ooh, Jesus, I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready for my stuff. And I ain't just been asking for no natural stuff. I've been asking for the stuff I used to have where I can help people, where I can lay hands on the sick and they recover, where I can see things that I saw in my younger days. I said, Lord, I want it back. I want it back. I want to help people. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just talking about gold. To me, gold and silver is more of God. Amen. But you know, I'll throw some of that in there too. Praise the Lord. We need, hallelujah. I hope you helped. Praise the Lord. So listen, what is God saying to us today? You know what I'm saying? Let this message go into your heart and you do what He's telling you. He really been talking to you. And maybe y'all too. And you. But you know, God is talking to His people. He had here who He wanted. If you here today, you really blessed. I said, you really blessed if you here today. Praise the Lord, because you came in spite of. And that's what you got to do. You got to go in spite of sometime. You got to use your mind sometime. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Say now, you know, if the God say don't, I don't think God will take you out there and kill you. I'm crazy. You know, that's what I believe. I get out in the snow. I went out there in faith. You know, I think when the Lord, I've been driving up around this corner around here down on Dye Road. I never will forget it. I was driving on the right-hand side in this big brown truck, the one that carried stuff, big brown truck. He was coming this way, but you can't see around that bend. And so the Holy Spirit said, move to the right. And I moved almost into the ditch, and that truck comes. I said, Lord, thank you. He'd have killed me. He'd have hit me. I've been in many things where God has told me what to. God ain't out trying to kill you. And so you get up in the morning, there's ice out there, He'll tell you, don't go today. Don't go today. Am I right? You know, don't go today because it's not good. Who do you think God is? And so this morning, Bridget got up, she done had her clothes on. She got her clothes on, started cooking. She had her clothes on, she said, well, I'm good because I ain't going to be scrambling around here. And so we supposed to be over here now, so I said, I see y'all. We got to. I said, I can get out and run. He said, okay, mama. And so I got on out. I said, you know what, Lord? I know the children. I know where we are. You know, this is just a different generation. Children of God, it's like what Al said. Listen, just because you come to church and you fast and pray, the devil ain't going to sit down on you. If he can make you mad, he's going to make you mad. If he's going to make you think about something. So be careful. Don't get too up thinking that you stand and let you fall. Always be on guard. You know, but keep your mind. But sometimes the enemy come against you and you have to go back and say, Lord, forgive me. You know, but he's there to forgive us. Amen. I hope you got something out of that. I hope you did. Cause it sure helped me. I tell you, Ella, devil, you thought you had. We getting ready to take back. But see, people think they're going to take it back and they're going to just sit here. Praise the Lord. It ain't going to come that way. Now, you're going to get up. You had to get them fight. Come on. So you might as well make up your band. I remember when one of us fought for somebody. We fought. You got to fight. Say fight. Fight in me, Lord. Yes, put some fight in me. I want some fight in me. Praise the Lord. Is that you? You know what I'm saying? Come, the devil come against you. This is your weapons. And so somebody going to be picking it. Like Elsa said, then they're banging. You like chocolate donuts? You like chocolate. Oh, girl, I brought you. Here's your chocolate donut. I did this just for you. And not only one donate, they're going to bring you a dozen. Amen. Hallelujah. But we got to fight. Say fight. You ready to go to work now? I said, you ready to fight now? Are you ready? Let's get it done. We can get something done for God out here. We can. We can, sister. I know you can fight. And you got up and you said, I ain't doing this no more. And that's what you got to do. You got to make your man up. I ain't doing this no more. I ain't eating this no more. I ain't going to bother this no more. So you see, you got fight in you. But the devil try to make you think that you can't. But you can. I can do all things, said the Lord. Say it. Through Christ. I'm sorry, but you came to the wrong church. Brother came the last time. He said, God going to give you Winsfield. But I happen to know that the Winsfield ain't going to just drop it by. He's going to give you Winsfield. You ready? I said, you ready? You here today. I praise your name and I give you praise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Those that are listening to this broadcast, if it's being live streamed, I pray that you would bless them in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would let them know that the kingdom of heaven is suffering violence. And the violent is going to take it by force. Help us to get a violent nature, Lord, that we get in to take this kingdom. It's ours. It's ours. It's ours. And take back what this devil have taken from us, God. Oh, God, give us something to get up, God. Let these saints get up. Let the saints get up, God. Let the saints pray. Let them fast and pray. God, give them back, God, their consecration, their dedication. I ask it in Jesus' name. Go with us, God, as we go back. And we're going to make it back in time. Ain't nothing going to fall until we get home. I ask it in Jesus' name. God bless you all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I got on a group text by accident.